In the same way, the Lord stood by the side of an emergency room table in October of 1984 in Longview, Texas. And upon that table was a little boy. He was 2 years old. His name was Adam. Adam had gone and done the things that two-year-olds love to do. We used to call him Lightning. Now, if you've had kids, you've had lightnings in your home. That's the 2 and 3 year old stage, and that means when you put a 2 or 3 year old in the home and you put him on the floor, as long as you stay there and watch them and don't blink, they'll stay there and play contentedly. Now, if you turn your back or blink, they disappear. Just gone. Magicians have been trying to figure this one out for years with no success. Well, it just happened the other day. I was in a pastor's home. It had about this age group in his home, and he was standing there talking to me, and he turned around and looked at his wife and said, "Where did Mike go? I thought you were watching him." "Well, I thought you were watching him." "Well, where did Mike go?" And there they go, looking around the house, and they found Mike, but that's the way lightnings go, and many of you know how that is. Well, Adam did that to his grandfather. Somehow he went through 2 locked doors over a 6-foot wooden fence. And remember now, adults can't perform these feats. Only kids can. This is something that only they can do. He went over a 6-foot wooden fence, and when they found him, he was floating face down in the swimming pool in the backyard. They took him to the emergency room, and he was dead when they got there. The doctors tried their best to bring my son back from the dead, and you know what? They failed. And Jesus himself stood by that table, and he looked down at this little boy, Adam. And he said, "Adam, come forth." And he did. And to this day, the doctors at Longview Regional Hospital in Longview, Texas, call Adam Letourneau the miracle baby. That night, that Sunday night in October, they called me in New York. I was up in the upstate New York doing revival meetings. In the middle of a meeting, a guy tapped me on the shoulder and said, "There's an emergency phone call." Now, for those of us who travel, that's the thing in the back of our minds that we try not to think about, but we dread. It could come any other time, and we love phone calls when we're traveling, but in the middle of the service, we know something terrible is wrong. So, I went to the phone. I talked to my wife. She said, "He's alive, but the doctors say he won't last the hour." And I said, "Okay." Made my arrangements to go home the next day, went down to finish the meetings, and we went to prayer. An hour later, I talked to my wife again, and she said, "Well, he's alive, but he's not going to last the night." I said, "Well, I'll see you tomorrow." And I got home the next day, walked into the hospital, and talked to those doctors, and they said, "Well, he's alive, but he's not going to last the week." I walked into the waiting room. My dad and my wife and everybody was there, and we were, of course, hugging and crying and everything else. Then I got a chance to talk to my dad, and I said, "Dad, what happened?" He said, now, he actually said this. He said, "Mark, the Lord took Adam home for up to 20 minutes. In that amount of time, the kid must have made such a wreck of heaven, God had to send him back." At the end of the week, this miracle baby proved the doctors wrong again. He was released from intensive care. He had beat chemical pneumonia, several other problems, and even death itself over and over. He was released to his own room, and a few days later, we took him home. As healthy as the day before he went in. And God was glorified. But you see, now, due to the fact that he was without oxygen for so long, Adam today is very severely brain injured. He was paralyzed. He was blind. He was dumb. The doctors told us he'd be a vegetable for the rest of his life, that he had no memory, no intelligence, that it was wiped clean. They said he'd be that way for the rest of his life. They said he would start having seizures, and sure enough, within a few months, he was having seizures on a scale of 1 every 3 seconds of his life. And they had him on an immense amount of drugs, several of which he became addicted to, and yes, two-year-olds can get addicted to drugs. We went all over this country. We looked everywhere we could go. We sought out professionals. We talked to doctors, and we said, "We need to know an answer. Who can fix this kid?" We'd been praying for healing, but apparently the Lord had other ideas. So we kept searching. And all the doctors told us the same thing. Put him in an institution. Forget you know him. I was ready to give up. I said, "Lord, I can't handle this anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's hurting my heart too deeply. I can't stand to see my child in such pain. I can't stand to see my wife so worked up. I can't stand it. My family is just kind of flying off in 16 directions while we try to maintain 2 or 3 hospitals for Adam and several other things going on." I said, "Lord, I'm fed up. I can't do it."